USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. Supreme Court will be hearing oral arguments shortly on whether President Trump's tax record should stay secret. The president's personal lawyers are asking the justices to take up an appeal of lower court rulings that call for 8 years of his tax records to be given to a House committee, which is investigating what it claims are possible conflicts of interest. The House Judiciary Committee chairman says the evidence is clear that President Trump committed impeachable offenses. After yesterday's hearing, New York Democrat Jerry Nadler said legal experts' testimony show that Trump's actions violated his oath of office and the Constitution. Democrats still accusing Trump of pressuring Ukraine to investigate his political rivals. And this is USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents.
And Doug.
Where's the money, Karen?
I'm sorry, the money?
The money you saved by having Liberty Mutual customize your home insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
Oh, that money. I used it to add to my collection of clown paintings. Take a look.
Ah! I mean, ah! Amazing! Wow.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The body of John Dillinger, or whoever is buried in his grave, is going to stay right where it is. A judge has ruled that Dillinger's family cannot exhume the body for testing. The judge says state law allows managers at the Crown Hill Cemetery in Indianapolis to block that move. Some of the Dillinger family members want to dig up the body originally as part of a History Channel show, as they claim that the FBI shot and killed the wrong man. Federal health authorities are now linking lettuce tainted with E. coli bacteria to more than 100 illnesses in 23 states. The FDA says the new number more than doubles the magnitude of an ongoing E. coli outbreak connected to romaine lettuce grown in California's Salinas Valley. The agency is telling people to check the label on lettuce they buy and to throw it out if it's from Salinas. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now you can get a great deal and extra safety, because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
The president is returning from the NATO summit, and Vice President Pence likes his work. USA Radio's Tim Berg has the story.
President Trump has wrapped up meeting with world leaders at the 2019 NATO summit in London. Now, Vice President Mike Pence says one of the things the president is very good at is using our strong U.S. economy when it comes to trade talks.
The president's also been willing to use the power of this economy and access to this economy and tariffs to leverage changes in our trading relationships. It's working for the American economy. And as we go forward with negotiations, the American people can be confident that this president is going to continue to be willing to use access to this economy and use tariffs to put American jobs and American workers first.
Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison sued Juul Labs, accusing the e-cigarette maker of unlawfully targeting young people with its product to get a new generation addicted to nicotine. The lawsuit filed in Hennepin County District Court in Minneapolis seeks to force Juul to stop marketing to young people, fund a corrective public education campaign in Minnesota on the dangers of youth vaping, fund vaping cessation programs, and disclose all its research on vaping and health. Ellison said at a news conference with Governor Tim Walz, they have deceived and misled Minnesota consumers of all ages, creating a public nuisance. Juul by far is the dominant e-cigarette manufacturer in America, and it's growing among children fast. This is USA Radio News.